Hi, it's Deborah Solomon. Today I am at the Neue Gallery having a chance to see Degenerate Art, the Attack on Modern Art in Nazi Germany, which is a must-see exhibition. The show, of course, takes us back to that terrible moment in the summer of 1937 when Hitler put on a massive show of degenerate art, which consisted really of the work of modern artists, many of whom we love and know today. He rounded up thousands of paintings, put them on view in a degenerate art show as an example of what art should not be, and then instead of destroying them, actually saved them and went on to sell them later on. So it was kind of a two-headed blow. It's one of the most thoughtful and incisive shows I have seen in a long time, and every gallery really resonates with meaning and seems well organized. We start in Munich, where the Degenerate show was held. Then we look at some artists from Dresden, a city, of course, that was bombed during the war. And then we are taken to the Bauhaus, where a school was shut down. For many people, the most dramatic and maybe painful moment in the show will take place in the opening gallery, where we see one of modernism's great paintings, Max Beckmann's Departures, juxtaposed with a painting that was actually owned by Hitler, by Adolf Ziegler. It's an academic painting of four large nudes who represent the four elements. It is really a show about what Hitler did to the modern art movement, how he tried to cut it off, and how it triumphed despite him. I think my favorite gallery of the show is the last gallery, which is on the second floor. And it is certainly one of the most dramatically installed galleries I have ever seen. The works are double hung, except the top row of paintings consists not of paintings, but of empty frames. And they are actual frames that were retrieved from Austria after the war, empty frames. We don't know what was in them, but they certainly evoke paintings that have been lost. They attest to the thousands of unknown paintings that have been lost over time, that are perhaps still hidden in collections, that perhaps were destroyed, that perhaps were accidentally thrown away. And I've never seen empty frames in an art exhibition before, and I think it's an incredibly clever and poetic device to remind us that an exhibition can only bring you what remains. An exhibition can never bring you all that has been lost over time.